Okay, so we're going to look first at Isaiah 45:18.
我们现在先来看一下以赛亚书的45:18。
And Isaiah 45:18 is happening at the same time as Genesis 1:1.
好，现在讲的那个以赛亚书45:18在讲的事情呢，其实是跟创世纪第一章第一节是讲的是同一个时间点。
Okay, and you have to realize that Genesis 1:1, so chapter 1:1, happened billions of years ago at the beginning of the creation of the universe. So that's Genesis 1:1.
好，我们先要理解哈，就是创世纪的一章一节，它其实是发生在几十亿年前的时候，那时候是整个宇宙刚刚被神创造的时候。
Yeah. Remember, God created the angels first, and then we see in the book of Job how he said to the angels, like, stand back, I'm going to create this universe, and then he created the universe.
在约伯记里面有提到，就是其实神他先创造了天使。然后呢，他叫那些天使们，哎，往后站哦！我现在接下来我要创造一个宇宙，所以他是这样子创造了宇宙的。
And the angels cheered. Remember that? Yeah, they were just amazed. The angels were amazed, and they cheered and clapped and said hallelujah and all the rest of it.
然后这些天使看到神创造了这个宇宙的时候，天使们都非常的高兴，然后都非常的欢呼，哈，说哦，这个世界被创造的非常好。
So that relates again to Isaiah 45:18. God has created the world at the same time. He created the Haaretz, that's the earth, at that same time, billions of years ago.
所以呢，当神创造这个宇宙的时候，也同样的就是以赛亚书所讲的45:18，他那个时候也创造了就这个地球啊，这个世界。
Okay, and we have the Hebrew verb here, bara. Remember, bara means to be created from nothing.
好，我们这边也看到了，他在希伯来文也是用这个 bara 这个字，就是说从无中生有的一种创造。
And he created the world not formless and void, so he created a beautiful world.
所以呢，他创造的呢是一个很完美的世界，并不是那种荒芜的，不是那种混沌的，它是非常漂亮的，不是一个空虚的，它是一个很完美的一个世界。
Now, what happened at some stage after this point, and the Bible doesn't tell us when, but we know that Satan rebelled against God.
然后呢，当他创造完了这个宇宙之后呢，不知道什么时候，我们只知道后来这个撒旦他就变成是一个反抗神的一个领导者。
Yeah, now I'll just speculate here because the Bible doesn't tell us this, but remember there's the first court trial in heaven.And he has to stop the angels entering into the universe. There's three heavens. Okay, I'll just go back a little bit. There's three heavens. The first heaven from the human viewpoint is the atmosphere around the earth. That's the first heaven.
好，我们先解释一下三层天的概念。
Okay, from a human viewpoint, this is how the Bible gives us this. We have the Horanus, which is the atmosphere around the earth.
我们先讲这个从人类的角度看这个三层天。好，第一层呢就是大气层以内的天。
For example, Jesus said, look at the birds of the heavens. He uses the word Horanus. So he's looking at the birds of the sky, and that's, you know, the birds.They're flying around in the heavens.
Okay.
But they're not flying off into heaven. He's just talking...
The first heaven.
That's the first heaven.
所以像上帝讲说，哎，你看在空中飞的鸟，他讲的那个空中，讲的那个 heaven, 也是用那个天堂这个字，就这个第一个天在是这个大气层里面的天，所以是鸟在飞的这个第一层天。
So, this is the atmosphere around the earth.
这是我们的大气层，在地球四周的大气层。
Okay, and then you have the second heavens, and that's what we call interstellar space. So that's the universe that we see around us, the solar system and the galaxies, etc.
第二层天呢，就是我们所在的这个宇宙，好，这就是我们所谓的第二层天，所有的星球哈都在这里面。
And then we have the third heaven, and that's the throne room of God.
然后第三层天呢，那就是属于我们神的天，就真正我们平常讲的天堂的天。好，那个是神的这个宝座所在。
So when we read, for example, about the angels like Satan, he's talking with God. He's in the third heaven. This is in the book of Job, and then he's flying down to earth.
在约伯记里面有特别讲到，就是撒旦呢，他一开始的时候其实是在第三层天的，就是他是跟神在同一层天的，然后呢他飞进了我们的世界大气层里面，第一层天。
He'd be flying through the universe, so across the universe, which is the second heavens.
所以呢，撒旦他等于是从第三层天飞越了第二层天，来到我们的地球的这个大气层里面，所以他是飞越了第二层天。
And it seems that the throne room of God is going to be very big itself. So the angels have a lot of space to move around in that place. It's like this is God's home, I guess.
而所谓第三层天呢，是非常大的哈，应该是比我们的二一层都非常都要大的。所以他们天使们所可以拥有的那个空间是最大的，因为他们都在跟神在第三层天。
Remember, God is infinite.
但你要理解哦，上帝是无限的。
In the book of Psalms, it says even the heavens cannot contain God, which means that God cannot be confined by a physical space.
因为神是那么的大，所以整个即使是第三层天，他也没有办法包括神，所以神是更大的。
Now we know that this first heaven around the earth, this is very limited. You know, what we call the atmosphere is limited in space.
而我们的大气层就是第一层天其实是非常非常薄的相较于宇宙跟第三层天堂。它是非常非常有限的。
I think once you get about 150 kilometers above the earth, then you're sort of getting into outer space.The normal atmosphere around the Earth is there's different layers, but you know, once you get up to 150 kilometers, you're starting to leave the Earth gravity field.
好像这个数字不是很确定，但听是记得好像是150公里好的这个高度以后，你就是离开了大气层。
So it's actually very small. The Earth's atmosphere is very thin.
所以我们的大气层是非常薄的。
And the universe with the stars and the planets and things like that, this is a limited space.
而所谓的宇宙呢？就是所有的星球所在之处，它一样也是有限的。
Okay, now some people say, no, the universe is infinite, but it's not. When I was growing up, I always thought the universe was infinite. But even scientists, I think they've said that the universe is limited in space.
在 Tim 小时候他所学到的，以为宇宙是无限大的，但是现在的所有的科学都说宇宙是有限的。
Now scientists don't know what's outside of the universe. They say we can't look that far.
那所有的科学家都不知道宇宙的外面是什么
and,
因为看不过去了。
And that's where they start to make up hypotheses and theories again. They say, well, maybe there's alternate universes or there's dark matter and things like this.
所以他们就只能够科学家们只能做一些假设说外头可能是一个另类空间或者是黑暗空间等等那些全部都是科学家的假设。
These scientists should just be honest and say, we don't know. Let's have a look at the Bible. What does the Bible say?
所以其实科学家其实应该说我们真的不知道何不就看看圣经看圣经怎么说。
But they can't accept that because they've rejected God. They don't want to know God.
但是他们却不会这样说原因是他们想要拒绝他想要否定神的存在。
Now, rather than going down to their church, they could get a Bible for free, usually, I guess, and looking at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, they would rather spend billions and trillions of dollars building telescopes and spaceships and everything trying to find out what the universe is all about.
但是呢他们情愿不去教会拿一本可能免费的圣经看看神是怎么说他却要花几十亿几千亿几百几亿亿的钱去研究到底是怎么回事。
But we do know from the Bible that the throne room of God must be infinite. That would mean that the universe sits inside the throne room of God.
但是我们知道的是第三层天是无限大的所以呢整个宇宙其实是在第三层天底下的一个小东西。
So when you leave from the earth and you go into your interim body, or if it's at the rapture, remember you'll be in your resurrection body. Whatever direction you go, you'll end up in the throne room of God.
但是当我们死去了，我们就进入了可能用一个所谓未来复活的一个身体的时候，我们就会跟神在一起，在第三层天。
The universe, we think it's big, but in God's eyes, the universe is very small.
我们认为宇宙很大但在神的眼里宇宙是很小的。
I think it actually just sits in a glass case on his office desk.
就好像在他桌上的一个玻璃盒子这么小。
Where are we at? Okay, so when God made the universe for the angels, this universe, it was like the playground for the angels. And now we're talking about the second heaven.
所以呢，其实当神创造这个宇宙的时候，就所谓的第二层天的时候，他几乎创造的是帮是提供了那些天使们一个玩的空间。
Yeah, it's like a playground. They can go around and look at the planets and all the beautiful things. You know, there's different solar systems and black holes and there's star forms. I mean, the universe is an amazing place.
在这个宇宙里面呢，非常好玩的各种星球，然后有很多很好玩的事情，是很新鲜的。对这个天使来讲，是一个很有趣的一个游戏场。
And then some places like planet Earth is very special. There was nature. We know this from science, that there were dinosaurs and things running around. It must have been a really fascinating place to visit.
而对他们来讲呢，那个整个地球更是有趣，因为里面非常漂亮。我们的地球是美丽的不得了，而且还有这些恐龙啊什么的，在那个远古时代哈，对天使们来说一定是个很好玩的地方。
But after Satan rebelled against God, God's going to have to call all the angels into trial in His throne room. They're all going to have to be called back into the third heaven.
而当撒旦呢，这个反抗神之后呢，神必须要开一个法庭的一个审讯，然后把所有的天使都叫回来，在第三层天。
It says, you know, playtime's over for now.
然后呢，上帝就说，游戏时间结束。
And some of the angels might have wanted to run away and hide. You can't run from God, but you know, God is going to stop them from entering into the universe.
而神呢，其实就不准那些天使再进到宇宙来玩哦。那他其实有一些天使是只好他不想回去，他就躲起来。
While the court trial is in process, you all have to attend. So God is going to make the universe out of bounds.
哦，但是呢，神呢要在这个天堂的法庭呢对他们做审判。所以他会把这个宇宙真正的关起来，不让他们躲在这里。
And the easiest way to do that is just to turn off the lights.
最好的、有效的方式，让这些天使进不了宇宙的方式，就是关掉灯。
Remember, angels are creatures of light. They're made out of light photons.
因为我们要理解，天使其实是用光。它其实一种光，它被是光造成的。
And all matter, all energy in the universe, the atoms, the particles, everything is basically photons of light. Light particles, we call light particles, yeah, because we're all made up of atoms, and the atoms are from protons and neutrons and electrons, which are made up of photons. Right, so we're all just light. Really, even all matter is light.
因为天使是光子所作。那光子就会创造了所谓原子，好，然后里面的那些各种元素，所以它实际上我们全部都是靠这些光子创造的。那天使它也是靠光为元素所创造的一个体。
Now I actually heard of an experiment, and I think this was at MIT they did one time, where scientists were firing photons, that's light particles, in this machine, and they stopped the light.They actually stopped this light particle, and I guess they just froze it. That's why I understand it. Because light is the energy which is moving. And these scientists, they stopped light from moving.
其实他听说在科学家他们有做一种方式啊，就是要让光子无法再移动。
Now remember, when we get into Genesis, I think it's about 1:4, God said, let there be light. Really what he's saying is, you know, let the light happen again, or let light start moving. But it seems before then, everything was stopped. So it just froze. You know, when light stops, everything freezes.
所以他在当这个上帝要让这些天使不能再回到宇宙的方法，就是可能是让他们的光不能再动了，就是把这些光子冻结起来了。
And what that means in terms of the planet Earth is that any moisture, any liquid freezes instantly into an ice pack.
所以在这个状况下，就是所有的全世界的全宇宙任何地方都进入了一个冻结的状况。
So that's where we get the ice age. Now, we don't know how many ice ages there were, but there was obviously one big ice age.
所以在这个时候呢，就是宇宙就进入了一个冰冻时期。
Okay. And so now what, that takes us back to Genesis 1:2, because at first God created the heavens perfect.
所以呢，在创世纪的一章一节的时候，他其实在讲的那个宇宙，跟刚才讲的那个以赛亚书45章
，What was it? 18.
18节哈，是一样的，都是一个完美的世界。然后呢，创世纪的一章二节，他就讲说这个世界就是进入了一个黑暗混沌，那个时候就是所谓的可能这个光都被冻结的那个。冻结时代。
Okay, so remember Genesis 1:1, the first verse, it says God created the heavens and the earth.
所以呢，创世纪一章一节说，在刚开始的时候，神创造了天地。
And then when you get into Genesis 1:2a, this is the first part of verse 2, it needs to be translated properly.
所以呢，我们要讲到创世纪的第一章第二节的时候，我们就必须要把它的翻译做得更好一点。
Okay, so here we have the, I'll use this one first. Okay, so you have this word ve. They don't really bring it up very clearly in the Hebrew on this. This is the eSword software.
好，我们现在看一下哈，刚才那个 Tim 他用 mouse 在指的那个点。好，这个点呢，其实是一个介系词，在希伯来文里面很重要的一个介系词。
It's just one letter, basically.
只有一个字母。
It's pronounced ve, which really means but, and you can see how they've done it here, but.
那这个字母的意思呢，在翻译成中文就是但是。
Yeah. Now, what you see in this orange box here, that's what comes up when you click on the word, either the Hebrew word or the Greek word. This is the Greek translation of the same verse.
好，那左上方那个圈圈呢，是用希腊文的翻译。好，他们也是都有这个但是的概念在里面。
So, when they translate it from the Hebrew to the Greek, they use the word de, and de means but.
好，所以从希伯来文翻译成希腊文的时候呢，他们用了那个字 de， 就是但是。
And you can see it very clearly there. It's got but. So that's how we need to translate it in the Chinese and the English.
好，这就是为什么我们说第二节的一开始应该加上但是，可在中文的里面没有写，而在英文的里面用的是 and 以及。
And this word is so important because but always shows there's a contrast, there's a contradiction or something.
为什么要用但是，是因为它代表的是意思是有一个很大的一个转折的。
And this is a big change. You know, at first the world was beautiful, and then it's going to change. So there's going to be darkness over the water. There's going to be this ice age.
所以呢，是在讲什么呢？就是原本创造是那么的完美的一个世界，但是哈，它有了一个很大的一个转折，有一个很大的改变，它就进入了冰河时期。
Okay, and the other key to help us understand this is this word hayah, which they don't even translate either.
还有一个字呢，也很重要，哈，叫hayah，这个字也没有被翻译出来。
Yeah, see, in the Chinese, they just say 是，它是空 ，was it 空 something？Up on here.
它是空虚混沌。
But it should be 变成 So it changed, became. This is past tense actually, and the world became.
所以这个是呢，中文的圣经里面讲的地是空虚的那个是，其实在原来的希伯来文里面是变成。
Okay, because the world changed to become without form and void.
所以他说这边的翻译应该是说，但是呢，这个地。被变成地呢，是空虚混沌的。
Yeah, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and it doesn't say waters. It's not necessarily waters, but it can mean ice because ice is dark, so it's thick enough. I'm just doing it from the English here. And darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Okay, 所以这个地方说，我们中文讲渊面黑暗，这个渊哈，其实在他们这个里面的讲的，不见得是水哦。在原文讲的是一个很深的东西，可能很深的冰，不见得是很水。
The Hebrew word is tehom, which can mean deep, like deep water, but it's not necessarily flowing water. It can be ice, of course.
所以就是说，在原文讲的那个深、很深、很深的，是有可能是冰，也可以是水，但是很可能在这个时候，我们应该把它看成是很深、很深的冰。
And all life on earth died.
所以在所有的这个冰上面，所有的里面冰里面的东西都死了。
Okay, and then obviously the Holy Spirit now has to warm up the earth, and then we're going to start the six-day process where God's going to create life again.
所以呢，圣灵啊，在这个冰上才开始把这个冰敷热，然后才能够让神在后面的这个几天里面去把世界重新恢复到有生命的状态。
Okay, now it's all very technical, but if you're still interested in studying more about this, and it's a big subject, you can go to this book here. And that's on the website.
这些听起来都很技术性的一些介绍，但是非常有趣。所以如果你有兴趣的话 ，Tim 是介绍我们一定要看这本书，就是上校牧师所写的《创造、混乱和修复》。
Okay, and we have that in simplified and traditional Chinese, and it explains this concept plus other things that are in Genesis chapter 1, mainly in Genesis chapter 1.
这一部书呢有中文版有英文版也有繁体字有简体字。好，所以大家可以在网上直接当漏下来看，好，它原则上都在讲的是创世纪第一章的事情。
Because this is part of the subtopic we were talking about evil in the world, and part of the evil is atheism.
我们不要忘记，我们刚刚在谈这些事情，都在谈的是这个世界，好的的一些状态。那最主要是在谈的是无神主义。Oh, yeah.他们在怎么看世界
？Atheism is very evil because it destroys people's faith in God.
而这种无神论主义，无神主义其实是非常非常的邪恶的，因为它要让我们都不相信神的存在。
Okay, now what we'll do, we'll go down through into the next part of the topic, anti-nationalism and globalism, globalization.
那我们现在再回到谈这个反国家主义以及全球化。
Okay, and you always have to remember this principle that globalization, which means taking away the national borders and making everybody under one world government, is Satan's strategy.
所谓的全球化呢，其实就是要希望把各国之间的边界都拿掉，让整个世界变成一个国家，这绝对是属于撒旦的计划。
Yeah, in any organization, one person cannot rule over very many people. There has to be an authority structure. So you have the person at the top, but then he has people that he delegates responsibilities and so on.
因为任何一个国家它都是有一个最就是会有阶层的管理，那到最上面会有一个最高阶层的管理者。
Satan has a system as well, and the idea is that he wants to be at the top of this pyramid with everybody worshipping him.
而撒旦呢，就是希望呢用这样的一个系统的设计呢，它能够成为整个阶层的最高者，所有的人都会对他崇拜的、敬拜的。
And it's very difficult for him to do that when the world is divided up into separate nationalities.
但是如果呢，全世界呢各个是很多很多国家，那就各国家都有领袖，他就很难做到说由他一个人去掌控全球。
So what his goal is to create this one world government where he can put himself at the top.
所以呢，这就是撒旦为什么很想要做一个全球一国，只有一个国家的这种概念。因为他只要把全世界变成只有一个国家的话，他就有机会去掌控那个国家的唯一最高，就全世界可以管理全世界的那一个元首。
Now we have the first example of the United Nations in Genesis chapter 10.
在创世纪第十章里面呢，我们有跟这个所谓的联合国有关的一个说法。
Everybody coming together, and through the human, and so through everybody coming together, they made this plan to create this big tower, which was going to be a monument to human unity, really.
在创世纪十章里面，就是讲到全世界他们将会盖一个塔，巴别塔，然后让全世界的人都来。敬拜这个塔，然后来把所有全世界的人变成是一体，完成的一个国家。
But when people come together, people are evil, inherently evil, and so the more that they're allowed to operate together, the easier that evil spreads among the people.
因为人是有他邪恶的一面，当所有的人都合在一起的时候呢，那个所有的邪恶也整合在一起。
So God put a stop to that by confusing the languages.
所以呢，神呢就利用把大家的语言好都变成不同的语言，来让这些人无法聚集为一体。
And then he used those languages to separate people into nations. Eventually they became established as nations.
而神呢，经由让语言的多元化、多样化，让他们各自不同的语言成为不同的国家。
And if you'd done your homework, you would have looked up Acts 17:26.
如果大家之前礼拜天给的功课，第一个就是使徒行传17:26。
Yeah, now I'd like to think you did your homework, but just for some of you might not have done it, so we'll quickly read the verses now.
那也许有人还没有读，所以我们赶快来读一下。
Okay, so I'll just bring out the Bible here.
好，我们现在把圣经拿出来，《使徒行传》17:26。
Okay, and this shows us that God has greater power than Satan, obviously.
所以这主要是让我们看到上帝他的力量永远大于撒旦的。
Because it says here that God is the subject here. He made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上。
And he determined the time, their seasons, and the boundaries of their dwelling.
并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
Now the important principle here is that God is in control of your life.
重点是神是能够控制我们的世界的。
But you still have,
我们的生命的。
But you still have your volition to choose where you're going to be and where you're going to go.
但是你还是有你的自由意志，你想要怎么样，你要去哪里。
Okay, but you did not choose where you were born.
但你不能够选择你在哪，你怎么时候，怎么样生。And,也不能选择怎么样死。
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and yeah, your birth and your death are determined by God.
就是你的生与死是由上帝决定的。
But there's not a contradiction here because God allows you to use your free will, but within His purpose.
这并没有什么矛盾，因为神呢，他是让我们可以做我们的选生活的选择、生活方式的选择，但是呢。他来决定的是我们生命的目的。
And national borders are the same. A country, a leader of a country says, we're going to invade, like Hitler said, I'm going to invade Czechoslovakia and Poland. Right, Hitler. It's a similar concept for countries as well.
Yeah, 这个也是对一个国家的概念也是类似的。
A dictator or a ruler of a nation can make a decision. He says,We're going to invade another country. We're going to change the border.
就像有一些这个一些 ruler, 就是掌权者一个国家的掌权者，他可以决定这个国家是不是要怎么样去侵略其他的国家。
And in some cases, God allows that.
而有些时候呢，神的确也让他们这么做了。
And then sometimes He'll say, "Okay, now you've gone far enough. You stop right here."
但是有时候神也会觉得他们太做太超过了，就会阻止他们。
In the 4th century BC, Alexander the Great extended his kingdom very quickly over a huge part of Asia.
像在西元四世纪的时候，亚历山大帝他呢在很短的时间内就已经侵略了非常多的国家。
He got all the way from Macedonia all the way to the Indus River in India.That's Greece, you can say Greece.
他从希腊一直到印度，好，整个都被他给占领了。
And all the way down to Egypt as well.
甚至西东南边一直到埃及。
Huge place of land. Yeah, this was the new kingdom under Alexander the Great.
所以亚历山大帝拿到了非常非常大的土地。
And then eventually his men said, "We've had enough of this. We're bored. We want to go home."
然后最后那些军人，他们就说啊，我们已经很无聊了，一直都赢打仗，我们要回家了。
It's like, what are we doing this for?
然后好像说，哎，那我们为什么要这样做
？Now Alexander, he probably wanted to keep going, but his men they want to get home to their wives and their families.
这也许亚历山大还想继续去侵略别人，但是他的军队的人已经都想回家去想念他们的家人跟妻子。
So he had to turn around. He didn't have a choice.
所以他没办法，亚历山大只好回头。
And then shortly after that, it seems, nobody's sure, but it seemed like he was bitten by a mosquito and then died of malaria.
然后呢好像就在这回家的路上，亚历山大就被好像是被蚊子咬了，之后就生病死了。
And that was the end of his empire.
这就是他整个伟大帝国的结束。
He was trying to take over the world, but he was stopped by a mosquito.
你看他，所以呢他想要占领全世界，结果他却被一只蚊子给停住了。
Okay, and then he had no one to take over.
而且没有人可以去取代他。
It was interesting because when he was dying on his deathbed, his generals came up to him and said, "You're dying now for sure. Who's going to be the next ruler in your place?"
那个故事里面讲说，亚历山大帝要死前，他的将军就到他的床前来问他说，你要死了，谁能够去接替你的位置？
Usually a responsible ruler would appoint somebody and say, okay, you can be the ruler.
正常来讲，一个非常有责任感的领导者，他一个掌权人，一个反正他一定会说，他一定会指定谁是他的继承人。
But in this case, Alexander just said, whoever is the strongest, that one is going to be the leader.
但是亚历山大帝居然说，谁是最强壮的，就让他当。
And then he died.
然后他就死了。
And these generals are sort of fighting for a little bit, but the clever ones, they raced back as quick as they could, back to, one went to Egypt, and then one went to Greece, and then they established their own kingdoms there.、
Okay. 所以呢，他几个这个大将军们呢，就互相要打仗啦，要打啦。就比较聪明的几个将军，他们就赶快往回跑，就一个跑去了希腊，一个跑去埃及，然后就是去在就是等于是画地为王了。
But effectively, Alexander's empire collapsed. It crumbled.
所以呢，就这样子一夕之间，亚历山大帝的这个帝国就完全破裂了。
And it was like God had said, "That's enough. The boundary stops here."
所以呢，这个就是。等于是上帝说够了，所以我们就在 这里结束了。
Every time we see battles going on in the world, you see wars and then boundaries are changing. God allows these to happen, but if he wants to stop a country, that's it, that's as far as it goes.
所以呢，我们可以看到历史上很多的时候都是这样子，就是大家各国之间打仗，然后那个地叫什么国界常常在变动，好，变动，但是总是有一个时候，神就会说到够了，就到此为止了。
But God has determined the boundaries. He insists that people live separated from other cultures. So we need that separation of culture.
但是很明显的，神呢，他是认为各个国家都应该各自为政，而且因着文化的不同而成为不同的国度。
Okay, now we're going to have to close down the Zoom. We'll stop for another 5 or 10 minutes. Maybe 5 minutes. Yeah, you need a big break?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, so we'll start back again at 8:30.
好，八点三十回来。
This is the Muslim immigrants coming into Europe.
Wow. Okay.
伊斯兰的民族的人跑到。
I don't know, but it happens.
单纯的信徒吗？还是他是？
没有，就那些国家的难民啦。
Yeah, it's probably somewhere like Eastern Europe, maybe going from Italy into Romania or somewhere, so one of those Eastern states.
But these people are, 难民怎么讲?
Refugees,
right?
Well, yeah.
But I think it looks pretty young.
Exactly, that's the part of the problem, because usually in the news they show these poor women and children.
Yeah.
But these are military aged men.
Yeah, exactly.
You mean those are men?
They're young men.
I don't see those women and the young children.
Yeah, I mean, most of them, they're invaders. They're not refugees, they're invaders. That's,
wow,
that's the point.
他说这些是来侵略的人，不是那种真正的难民。
真的难民，你看就知道不是。
对，他说大部分，对，很恐怖。他说，所以在一般那些我们看到的新闻上面，都是看到那些可怜的难民。可是实际上非常多的年轻的那些军人就这样子没有任何国界的就这样侵入了欧洲。
Has this kind of thing not been reported in the news?
Never.
No.
Really?
No.
We always
see. For the last 3-4 years, it's been even 5 years, it's been.
But why they allow them to do that?
Exactly, because of liberalism. It's evil. And you have prime ministers like Angela Merkel from Germany. She says, yeah, come on in. So.
And then she said, It doesn't work.
Well, I think like 3-4 years ago, the German government has a big problem about it, isn't it?
Well, but they still haven't made very firm laws about this. They've actually, and I think the worst year was 2016, 2017, that they had the most numbers coming in, but all through Europe.
Interesting.
I'm really surprised that you're
used to... Can I have this photo?
How do you want it?
Send to the Bible group.
I'll put up the whole slide. It's on the slide.
No, but even this photo is important, so yeah. It can be sent separately.
But this has been going on for years. It's not just one isolated incident.
Yes. Horrible.
They say, I think by 2050, maybe, there'll be more Muslims in Europe than other religions.
Yeah, 2050 is the most...
No, what I'm saying, in 2050.
Oh, 50.
Yeah, so in another 30 years, there'll be more Muslims than other people because they have many, many children as well. So, yeah, that's... But the liberal governments, and I don't know why people keep voting for these governments that lets them in. And then you have what they call the right-wing government people. They get some support. But everybody says, oh, these right-wing people are racist because they don't want these poor refugees coming into the country.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah. But what's interesting is that the press, I thought the Taiwan press was very open to, and very objective to what was happening.
But nobody has made this an issue, right?
Well, people try, but then they get screamed at as being racist.
Yes, that's why we cannot see this kind of photo or news. Because our media usually will take the most popular news,
right.
International news,
okay, right.
into our, how to say?
Onto the mainstream.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So this is probably...
You have to remember, mainstream news is always liberal. And the liberals, they want this thing to happen because they're part of Satan's strategy.
Yeah, that's why we couldn't really see this kind of point of view.
Right, it's evil. Even the press are evil for not reporting the truth.
So how did you know this photo?
Because I tend to, when I watch the news, I try to get different sources, I guess. Mm-hmm. And ever since... I mean, it's been happening for many years. That's why I'm very surprised that you didn't know about it, but... Yeah.
So then the Europe, that's why Europe is in danger.
Well, yeah, and it's gone almost too far now. It's beyond the point where they can change it because now these people are in, they can't get them out.